Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on this edition of The Female Solution. I'm Naima Latif, and we will be joined by our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and you will enjoy quite a discussion today. We are talking about infidelity. But we want to take a look at it from a different perspective because the idea is, can you really regulate someone's emotions? And can you punish them for having honest feelings and attractions for someone else? We want to take a look at some of the relationships in our world that are a little bit different in terms of tradition. Something called polyamorism. How do people deal with multiple romantic partners in a society that does not punish people for love? We'll talk about that, and we want you to join us in this discussion, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891. And press 1 to let us know you have something to say. Join us today.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is The Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And now we're going to join our American Muslim 360 family and our co-host, Kareem Hamid.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution.
us join our American Muslim 360 family and our co-host, Kareem Hamid. Assalamu alaikum. And they will be joining us live as we take a look at this topic today. And we want you to call in, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll come right to you and get your thoughts. So join us. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with Punishing Infidelity. Can you really control emotional attraction to another? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jodi Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll open your mic and get your comments. And if you are looking to join us visually, you can go to Facebook and type in The Female Solution, and there we are. And you can write in your comments. Today we're talking about punishing infidelity. We want you to give us your opinions as we talk about three situations and take a look at what is really the higher spiritual way to look at love. But let's first bring in our co-host, Kareem Hamid. Assalamu alaikum. Your sound is not coming in. Check your mute on your phone. Make sure you have the numbers connected. We had to do a few different auditory things today. So we should be able to hear you on the line. And if not, we'll have to try to make the connection again. We have a little bit of a challenge today, so perhaps we'll be able to, let me see, let me try something else, since this, well, let's go to a break, and we'll be right back, and, you know, we'll see if we can work it out. Because we definitely want to have our co-host weigh in on this very controversial situation that we really need to see it differently. So we'll be right back after this quick break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, hosts John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And I'm Naima Latif. And we are looking forward to hearing from you and our American Muslim 360 family. And certainly we want you to weigh in on this.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360. CWSC is inspired by the visionary leadership of the late Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rahim Allah Alay, and his proposition that our communities need a studious group of persons, or an intelligentsia, studying our history and circumstances and envisioning a brighter future for succeeding generations to live better in America. In 1999, an important step was taken to fulfill the shared vision of structuring an intelligentsia with a national think tank capable of serving first our community, and then, eventually, national and global interests. We welcome you to American Muslim 360 listenership. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, we are back. Now, we may be able to... Okay, now, can you hear me now?
Yeah. echo has subsided.
I did discover something, though. But I can call your line from my studio phone. I don't know if that showed up on your switchboard.
Okay. Let me. You are utilizing the phone that you. Okay. Let me see.
Well,
I don't see.
Well, now I had to hang up one of the lines because we were getting feedback.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't see the female solution number.
No, I just hung up. I just hung up because when I called, we got feedback since both lines were open. So I hung up.
Yeah.
But I had called in, and I did connect because I did hear your PSAs. So at least now we know how to. We've had challenges. But we can hear you now. So now, are you able to be heard on both lines as well?
I would think so. If anyone is hearing me, please press 1 on your phone and let me know that I am being heard. Please. If anyone on AM 360, okay, yes, I am being heard. Praise be to Allah.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, next week. Now that I know I can connect through my studio phone, I can just call in and connect so I don't have to do it through two phone lines. So that will make it a lot simpler. We're working these things out, people. But hallelujah, we're all connected, and we do want to encourage our viewing audience on Facebook to write in your comments on today's topic. And if you really want to just have your say, you can call in 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891 and press 1 so that we know you have something to say. We'll open your mic and get your comments. So today we're talking about punishing infidelity. Can you really control emotional attraction to another? Now, I have a number of associates who are struggling with issues, and, of course, for the sake of their privacy, I will not give names, but I will describe the situation. And we can take a look at our cultural attitude and response and see if perhaps we need to evolve to a different level of understanding about love and perhaps adjust some of the expectations and rules and responses so that what we are really engaging in is love and not possession, because you can't own another being. You can't own a soul. We're here for a moment, and then we return to our Creator. And this brief moment, we have the opportunity to enjoy companionship with others and create wonderful memories and to achieve things together. And when souls are attracted to each other in a deeper bond, we desire to express that bond of love by spending time with them and enjoying their presence. And sometimes there is physical intimacy in that expression. We have created a set of rules so that we can ensure that there is a family structure in our relationships, because that's necessary for our well-being, our survival, our rearing children, and our creating communities. We understand that. But can you really control emotional attraction, or is that something that you allow to happen? So let me just describe these three circumstances, and we'll look at the common thread in all of them, and then determine if the way we have defined relationships and the way we kind of punish those who are finding themselves attracted to more than one person, is that really the best way to handle these situations? situations, and are we perhaps ready to grow in our perception and definition of love? And are we even willing to understand when feelings change or evolve or expand to include someone else? So now, in this first situation, a man, he's married. He's been married for 30 years. And he finds himself, after his 30-year marriage, you know, loves his wife. She's not doing anything that is particularly causing him to dislike her. But he met someone at a religious service that they all attend and got to talking with that person, and then the two of them had another common interest in a political matter that, you know, both of them were involved in. Now, the man's wife isn't particularly into that, but he and the other associate that they met at a religious service, well, they decided to go to some events together and so forth, and it was all very platonic. But then over time, things began to grow, and they realized there was a deep love and attraction between them. But both of them are happily married. And so now it's kind of like that me and Mrs. Jones relationship. You remember the song, "Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on." Well, you know, we meet every day at the same cafe. You remember that song, right? Y'all who are older. But they had this desire to be together, but they couldn't because they had other obligations. But, you know, the love is there, and there's a frustration, a sadness. And at some point, your spouse knows that there's something, there's a part of you that's missing because you are missing this other person, or the time you're spending with this other person increases more and more and more, and yet you're still married to your spouse. So you're spending all your days with this other person outside your marriage. You come home to your spouse, and they realize that there's a part of you that is gone. And how do you deal with this? So my associate who's in this situation is extremely depressed, can't figure out what to do. You know, I can't leave my wife. That would hurt her. She can't leave her husband. That would hurt him. We're in love with each other. What do we do? Now, that's the situation. They haven't evolved into physical intimacy. There's a great desire to do so, but there's also loyalty to their spouses. But there's a deep sadness because they're stuck in that situation. Now, the second, a woman after 10 years of marriage, you know, again, happily married with her husband, good guy. But on the job, she met someone, and they, you know, they would be involved in a project for their work, their firm, you know, handling clients, and they grew close. And then she realized over the last 4 years, this person has been someone with whom she is strongly attracted, and there's a mutual attraction. Now, he is single and available, and so his urge is for her to leave her husband. She, of course, is loyal to her husband, but she's also, again, very highly attracted to this person. They have had, I don't know what you would call it, you know, a light level of intimacy in terms of a kiss, perhaps, but her guilt is so overwhelming, but she's realizing this is someone whom she's strongly attracted to. She's, you know, I don't know what to do. I can't quit my job. I really enjoy being with this person. I feel so bad. I don't want to leave my husband. He hasn't done anything wrong. But this is the reality. This is what I feel. And I'm just distressed. I love going to work late because we love being together. But I'm feeling bad because, you know, I'm married, but my emotions are what they are. So now the third condition, third situation. Now this is a man he's been in a common law marriage with a woman for the last 10 years. He has not married her, you know, and he's just like, well, look, you know, I've been married before, it didn't work, so now we'll just stay together. However, one of the reasons why he hesitated is because he realized he still had strong feelings for a previous girlfriend, and that hasn't gone away. And, you know, the girlfriend, she moved on, and then that relationship didn't work, so now she's free again. So now he's realizing he's still very deeply emotionally attracted to her. So they get together, and they spend time together, and he's thinking, well, I don't want to leave the person I'm living with, and, you know, I'm really feeling, you know, I want to be with this ex that now is not really an ex anymore. So he's feeling the guilt of his non-exclusivity, and he's been intimate with the ex-girlfriend and the common law wife, not because they've been together, living together for over 10 years. He feels this deep guilt, and yet he's torn. You know, if I leave this person I've been living with for 10 years and marry this person I knew before, she'd be devastated. If I married the person I'm living with, the ex would be devastated. I don't know what to do. So in examining all three of these situations, and then, you know, and let me just throw this in here, because I've been acquainted with people, or I've been very familiar with people who are from countries where the culture, perhaps, you know, they're from a Muslim country and the cultures are very strict in terms of the separation of men and women. You don't have any contact at all. To the degree that I have, from my observation, it creates a kind of a dysfunction. You know, when you can't talk at all, we don't want you to have any attraction, so we're going to make sure, you know, you walk on different sides of the seat, the street, and everything. And I've observed that has not stopped infidelity. You've still seen people who end up attracted to someone else. We all know of times in history when infidelity, particularly on the part of a woman, not on the part of a man, which, I mean, that's another conversation. But we know there have been stonings of women who had relationships outside their marriage. Women were killed for that. You still have cultures where that's happening. And, you know, we've talked about before the practice of cutting off a woman's genitalia so she has no feelings, so she would not stray out of her marriage, or breaking her feet so she can't stray away and get involved. So there was a lot of extreme measures to make sure women didn't stray out of their marriage. Not so much with men, but even with the separation of sexes, men would still end up in other relationships. So the reality is human beings have an attraction for each other, and it is natural. And trying to make people not feel, or punishing them for feeling, that really doesn't work. So I happen to come across communities of people who practice something called polyamorism. And these are people who say this is actually a higher spiritual form of love, because it's true love. It is allowing the souls to be attracted to each other and have that bond without condemnation. The society is healthier because there's no ownership. There is an understanding that if you have a destiny together, to achieve something together, then do that. And if that particular thing is over, well, then it's over. Or if you are involved with multiple people, that does not mean that you cannot love multiple people. So I'm throwing this polyamorism thought out there for purpose of discussion, and looking at these three situations where all of these people are trying to stay loyal to their spouses, but they're all miserable in their relationships because culturally we're told that you've done something wrong if your emotional attraction is to someone other than the one you have committed to. So I wanted to give us an opportunity to really explore a different concept of love beyond religious regulations, beyond cultural norms, and is it really the next highest level of spiritual evolution to allow people to love? And we're not talking about wild orgies, because this is where people get stuck. Our understanding of sexuality has been twisted to the point where we can't comprehend love that is truly from the soul and may also be expressed physically. So let's just deal with the emotions of these people who are involved emotionally with someone outside of their relationship, because that's the first step. It's the emotional tie, the feeling of love. It is there. Can you really control emotional attraction to another? Are you doing something wrong if you realize that emotion is there? And if you were to express it with a physically bonding act of intimacy, what would be the outcome? And is there another way to define that other than condemnation? So we want to give you a chance to kind of chew on that for a minute. We're going to take a quick break, Kareem, and we'll be right back. And then we'll get your thoughts. And anybody on your switchboard that wants to make a comment, press 1. And anybody on the Female Solutions switchboard that wants to comment, press 1. We'll open your mic. And anybody on our Facebook page that has a comment, write it in. We'll share it with our viewing and listening audience. And we will be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment, so stay with us.
Assalamu alaikum.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Thank you.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family. And we want to hear from you regarding our topic today, punishing infidelity. Can you really control emotional attraction to another? So we've talked about three people that are struggling with an issue, and it's hurting them, and they don't know what to do. And growing up in this culture, there's all the shame and guilt that's involved in feeling something for someone other than the one you've committed to. But feelings are there, and they're real. So what do you do? And is living in pain and misery really something that is enhancing your life with your spouse or a partner that you've been committed to if you're not happy? What should you do? So we're going to go to our co-host, and of course we want you all, we've got a caller on the line. We're going to take your call right after we hear from our brother Kareem Hamid, and then I'm going to share with you information what a particular group of people says regarding love relationships and a higher expression of love that is not connected to guilt. But let's go to our co-host and give us your thoughts.
All praise is due to Almighty God. It's God who has structured our lives. He is well aware of the inner content of us as human beings. He is aware of our emotions. There's nothing that he is not aware of. And if we are just left to our own appetites, that is not governed by knowledge, then our appetites will lead us into some very unhealthy circumstances and situations. it was Almighty God said, it is He who created love and mercy between your hearts. We put a lot of emphasis on the love part and neglect the mercy, love and mercy, love and care about someone else. Care is not just providing the material necessities. Care is even caring about the feelings of your spouse, the emotions of your spouse. You care enough about their feelings and their emotions, and you protect their emotions and their feelings. If you know that a thing will cause trauma in how your spouse feels, then you should try to avoid that. When you know that it will hurt your initial loved one, the love and mercy. And also with love comes a great deal of sacrifice, When you truly love and care about someone, you even sacrifice some of your desires, some of your wants. You're willing to sacrifice them if it will lead to an unhealthy emotional state of the person that you love and you care about. God has placed mercy between us, love and mercy. And so it's possible. Yes, the heart is far-reaching. Someone said to me once, yes, Brother Karima, this sister said that she could never consider you as a husband because you speak so glowingly of your past wife. You love her to that extent. And I told her, you know, the heart has the capacity to love more than one person. We love our children. That's a clear sign that the heart is capable of loving more than one person. But if the heart is not disciplined, if such a thing as a foolish heart, if the heart is not disciplined care is another part of it. It's not just I love you how I, you know, sometimes we have to sacrifice these emotions. We have to sacrifice these emotions for the healthy condition of the relationship. If you know that this will truly shatter the person that you love, you should be willing. You have to buy. I'm not one to say how you should do it or you can do it. I'm only mentioning that there is a degree of sacrifice that must be made if you truly love and care about your mate. The care goes beyond just the physical and the sustenance and the house and the clothing and all of that. There is an emotional caring, too. Someone may not be too impressed by what you say, but they are very impressed about how you have made them feel. And love is an emotion. It's one of the strongest emotions. And someone has given their love to you, and you know that. And I would invite that person that's in that situation to employ the principle of sacrifice. Sacrifice your own emotions to solidify the healthy relationship between the one that God has placed love and mercy, that mercy between your hearts. That is my answer to that. Yes, we are capable of loving more than one person, but there are consequences. There's an aftermath. There is a lot that comes after acting on that love. Consider the consequences. Consider what may come from our, if you carry that out. You may have children. What would that do to them, in-laws? What would that do to them? So that care, it even extends all the way through the family. Your spouse, your family, and the family of your spouse, you care about how they feel. And out of mercy, you're willing to sacrifice your own strong emotions because you truly care about those that you love. That's my commentary on what you are presenting, Mike.
Okay. And that is a common thought, that if my loving someone else would hurt someone, I should just suppress my feelings. So all three of these cases that I've spoken about, that was initially their thought as well. However, living in sadness doesn't seem like that is what you wanted to do when you loved this person, whom you still love, but you also love someone else. So they are questioning, is this really healthy situation? Because the more I stay with the person that I'm with, even though I still love them, the more I feel resentful that I'm not allowed to express my true feelings towards someone else. So it becomes more of an imprisonment for them as opposed to a joyful, satisfying relationship, because they must live, a part of them is in secret. And they don't feel good about it, but they would feel worse if they let it go. So we're going to take some calls and get some comments, and then I'm going to share with you some thoughts from a group that is saying that our culture needs to evolve to a higher level of understanding of love so that we are not believing it is exclusive possession of another person, and we will be happier people, more fulfilled people, and a healthier society if we evolve to that higher level of understanding of love. So we'll quote some of those teachings, but of course we want to hear from you, and let me share a few things. Of course, Grant, our Monday host Zelda Robinson says, "Grand Rising, gorgeous queen, teacher, thank you so much." She says, "Wow, what a subject to tackle. Can't wait to hear your co-host, Imam Kareem Hamid's responses." Well, there you just had it. So there were those who couldn't wait to hear what you had to say on that. And now let's take a few other calls, and then we'll hear another point of view. But let me go.
Let me take one,
then we'll take one of yours. Oh, we got three. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, we got a whole bunch of folks on the way on in this one. Okay, well, let me take one, then we take one of yours, then take another one of mine, and take another of yours. So we'll go back and forth. How's that? All righty.
Right.
So let me go first to area code 773-450. Grand Rising, thank you for joining us. Tell us your thoughts regarding punishing infidelity. Can you really control emotional attraction to another? And what would you advise for these three people who are suffering miserably in their love relationships? They still love the one they committed to, but they also love someone else. What are your thoughts on that?
Grand Rising, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Would you like to introduce
wonderful.
Yourself?
This is Obadiah. You know, one of the
don't
things
know
that
your
happened.
Voice?
This is Obadiah. This is one of the people, one of the things that interested me is traditional things. First of all, and this is just a common sense thing, if you meet somebody and you add to that person, you're in a relationship, then they're going to automatically make you more desirable to others outside of you. They improve you, or if they enhance you, it automatically makes you desirable to the peripheral. In the meantime, when people love you, the other piece is this. Somebody in society made some sort of mistake because it was under some assumption of what love meant. There's about 5 or 6 different types of intimacy. One of them is physical intimacy, but there's spiritual and other pieces that go with that. You can connect with somebody and actually have something positive between you two that's so special and private. But at the same time, it isn't a secret. It's just that they admire the talents and gifts that you have. And when you put those two people and their talents and gifts together, they represent society. Once they see something like that, it's saying you're trying to cheat on your mates, you don't care about them, all this stuff, which is delusional for one. But it's what should work is a three-way conversation so that people can talk about what they admire in each other. And then perhaps the other person won't feel as though they're being threatened. You got to have some type of conversation to make that happen traditionally, I think that's going to be a difficult situation because in Christian religion and otherwise, people marry, they figure you're the only one you're supposed to talk to and that's it. But it's not legitimate in any shape, way, or form. Even when people, like what did you say, even when they do extreme things to women so that they can't even be with other people, they still manage to do it anyway. So it just goes to show you that the human nature of a person is to be connected to all. Everyone is connected. So if you're connected in a special way with that person, there ought to be some room for you all to connect beyond that strong man in some sort of belief in who you really are. And then that way you don't see so much of a challenge because you all really ought to honor the fact that somebody falling in love with your mate because that means they're so talented and you have somebody that's super special. Honor it, but society. So I appreciate it, but I just believe there's always space for people to enhance their life eternally, and there is no limit to it. And one last thing, I guess I might be one of the rare ones in life, but I'm almost 70 years old. I started relationships when I was 19 years old. I'm friends with everybody I have ever had a relationship with. I never broke it off because we always had love and friendship. And the connectivity was too important once you get involved with somebody. So it is important to keep those friends and those relationships going because you're going to need them through life. It's none of this booty call stuff. They got somebody that just wants to jump in and out. I'm talking about something that really lasts where people are connected. But we'll see what happens. Life there has a lot of room. Let's see what happens. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for those thoughts, Obadiah. We appreciate you. And that is something to strive for, which is having no negative residue from any previous relationship or current relationship. And when one is happy, then they are seen as attracted to other people. That's usually why when you get involved in a relationship where you're happy, you're more attractive to other people. That's how it happens. So let's go to one of your callers on your switchboard. Kareem, go right ahead.
Okay. Call 727-916. Assalamu alaikum. Please state your name. Wanda Nala Abdullah.
Yes. And good morning. Good morning. Assalamu alaikum. God peace upon everyone. This is Martha Nala Abdullah calling from St. Petersburg, Florida. And to you, Kareem, and to you, Naima, and all the listeners. Wow. I'm going, my mind went first to love versus lust and the foundation that self has with the Creator. And I know in some situations, not everyone is grounded in having a relationship with the Creator and truly not wanting to do anything outside. I was raised in with a foundation of belief that God sees everything. You know what I mean? That's like God sees everything. So closer to me now, I understand, and like Edgar Levain, in word format, I can see it. So what are we really saying when we say that we love someone, we're in a relationship, and we then find ourselves loving someone else? Are we really truly, as Obadiah said, are we admiring certain characteristics, certain things that they have accomplished, or the memories are there from a past relationship? But when we come down to it, why are we with the persons that we are with? And what is the trust factor? What do we really believe? And we know that there are going to be repercussions. So we ask the question, are we willing to give up what we have for what we think we've found, and then go through the consequences of that? Is it love or lust? And put it back to the trust that we've given to Almighty God first. I'll stop right there. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. We thank you so very much, Sister Martha Nyla. Yes. Ask yourself that question. I guess a good question is, what is love? And that's something we'll talk about after the break. But let me take another caller. Area code 706-202, Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts on this topic.
Assalamu alaikum, Grand Rising. My name is Brother Kwame Sunhorse, and I'm sitting here in stolen lands on the Muscogee Creek in Edenton, Georgia. Excellent topic. And we say now, Grand Rising, the sun rises to this day and it shines upon everything on this turtle island. That's love, because the Creator loves us enough to give us this light and energy of life. And how do we choose to give ourselves permission to vary in saying that I love the Creator, but I choose how I dislike or have a opposite feeling of love for someone? The thing that we have to understand is love stands for L-O-V-E, life's only valuable equivalent. You spoke on the word evolve. Evolve, the first four letters, is love, backwards. And evolution, it's backwards. Know it, you love. We have been given the power to evolve into loving and knowing how to love. But the part of it is what we look at in a person, intimacy, into me see. How do I see this person and the love that they have for themselves first? Because for one to say that I love you, but don't understand how to love themselves, who are they lying to? So what we have to begin to, what the sister's saying is that, how do you define love? And these are the keys, because we're born, a baby comes into the world knowing the energy of love by the people and the things in which it interacts with. Try giving a baby to a person with a very bad spirit or a hateful spirit. It will cry because it perceives the energy that that person is emitting. What we have to begin to do is we're looking at how do we try to say that we own and we don't. We're here to share and to be human beings in the human family. And we love entertainers. We love movie stars. We love these people. We love what we see. But do we really know that which is all within our own self? And so defining love is key for all of us in how we're able to allow, because we don't own another human being. We commit to each other in saying that, yes, I make a vow to you and we do this walk through life. It's like a business deal. We've joined together in a union to create a man and a woman. A man is to make another nation. A woman is the womb of making another nation. And so when we understand how we define ourselves as human beings, because the Creator loves everything that's been created, how do we that say that we love Creator who we can't see and our brothers who we can see, and we have a difference of defining love?
I think that is profound. So, Brother Kwame, based on what you've just said, before we take our next break, what would you advise these people who are involved in relationships where they have committed to someone, but they find in their hearts they love someone in addition to who they are committed to? What would be your thought as to a higher evolved understanding and expression of love?
It's called the art of allowing. The part that you do is truth and trust. Is it true that you love this person and you trust this person to allow them to share that which you see in them with someone else? Because everybody on the planet interacts, but what we've done is said we've made a commitment to merge together or marry, and I have a license for this person, or to say that I own this person, that you belong to me. No, everyone belongs to the Creator. Can I allow that person to be able to share what I see in them and what someone else sees in them? I think that's part of what happens in some cultures, that it's the woman that chooses the next mate or her husband and not the man. But those are cultural things, and what we have to look at culturally, how have we defined marriage and how have we defined relationships?
That is something to consider, because right now we're, as you pointed out, we're defining it as ownership. And can you own a soul? Truly. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take another caller from the American Muslim 360 board, and then we'll go to 779-801. And then we'll share a thought with you coming from the Arcturians. So we will be right back after this quick break, and we want you to stick and stay, don't stray away. And we, of course, also want those who are on our Facebook page to join us as well. And we'll be right back, so stay with us.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com. where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago. For your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars, available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families.
Welcome to Blog
Talk
Radio.
If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Your vote is your voice. Stay silent.
And your opinion is lost.
Your right to vote could be denied.
Changes in state voting laws could affect you.
Protect your right to vote. Call 1-866-MY-VOTE-1 or visit OccupyTheVote12.org.
It's time to be heard.
Occupy the vote.
All righty.
pray to Almighty God Allah. I hope that we are all prepared to vote in this midterm election. They are just as important as the national vote, to vote for who will control the electoral process in the state in which you live. Very important. Praise to God. There are schemes afoot to deny or diminish the number of voters. So it is important that we voice our choice. We have the right. We are citizens of this country, and this is our country, and we have the right to vote. We ask that you exercise your right as owners of this country. Praise be to God. Okay, we're waiting on Naima to return back to the studio board. We have a very interesting subject matter that we are dealing with. When someone loves more than one person, someone loves more than one person, what should be the response to that?
Yes, my phone is broken.
It's possible
to
love more than one person. But love just left unbridled without any thought of consequences of the resulting from acting on that, I think that has to be truly taken very seriously. And I use the word sacrifice. Sometimes we have to sacrifice ourselves to bring about the greater good, to bring about the greater good. Hey, I don't see any, I don't know if Latifah is back with us. I'm not.
Real quick, Naima is on my line, and she had her broken problem with her phone. So I'm going to open up my mic for her, all right? We were hearing you on her line. Okay.
Yeah, I'm also connected because I called in from the switchboard. So the 515-605 9891 number I'm on. I'm just not sure if he's able to hear me.
I believe we may have lost Naima. I'm not sure.
So apparently he's not able
she
to hear.
She has opened up my mic on her 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 mic.
Okay, okay, it's me.
So I disconnected the other line because you couldn't hear me from that one. So can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, loud and clear.
Great. Okay. All righty then, we're back. And you have another caller on your line. And then we're going to go to 798.
Sure do. They are lined up. I knew that this would draw a spirited response to the subject matter. I'm going to open up the line of 718-749. Assalamu alaikum. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Wa alaikum aslam. This here is William Kareem from New York City. Interesting subject. I'm going to, give you a historical, and I'm going to also say something on the basis of the current situation. Really, the three situations that just explained sounds like a case of diabetes, actually. You know, the idea about diabetes is that, you know, you can see a piece of cake and you go ahead and give yourself to it. And that's what causes the problem. So it's okay to, you know, see the cake. It's okay to see the cookie. And as long as you don't participate in it, I mean, you don't have anything to feel bad about. But we have three people who decided that they were going to participate. And because they participated and ate the cookie, you know, they winded up feeling bad about it. We also have there was something that Brother Kareem said, you know, about appetite. One of the things that I found out about the sexual experiences, which is sometimes called love, is Imam W.D. Muhammad said, you know, that, you know,
I think a call dropped. Oh, yes, sounds like their call dropped. Let me see if we can call them back.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
For Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Imam W.D. Muhammad, who has gave us the opportunity to understand these things in the American circumstance so that we can solve problems like this. And that is Adam and Eve in the garden, you know, and the tree. They were told, listen, you got everything. You can eat anything that you want in the garden, but stay away from this tree. But they couldn't stay away from the tree. Why? Because it was about appetite. And when they wandered up eating from the tree, and God told them, they did not tell you not to eat from that tree. And they felt bad about it. They felt bad because they ate from the tree. If they had never eaten from the tree, there's nothing to feel bad about. If you are in a relationship with a person, and you might call it, y'all call it love, you want to call it love, but you don't have a physical relationship with it, there's nothing to feel bad about. You can go home to your wife. You can go home to the woman that you've been, you know, with for 10 years. You can go home and rest your head comfortably because you're a single person that has a working relationship with somebody else. So I thank you for the opportunity for me to say that. But there is a solution for this, and I can't wait to hear what this new generation will have to say about, you know, what love is. The one more point that I want to make is this, that Adam and Eve being in the garden, we have a human historical idea of being committed to each other. And that's where the man and the woman come together and they raise family. And for many centuries, okay, that's the way that it has, that's the way that it has worked as far as, you know, being committed to each other as far as our family is concerned. And as long as we stay in that, you know, to evolve into some other idea as far as love is concerned is going to be, you know, very taxing and very diabetic. And thank you so very much. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Where are you?
Yes, can you hear me? I don't
think. Naima, you have someone on your line?
Yes, are you able to hear me?
I have.
Yes. Are you able to hear me?
The people still here with their line.
Are you able
open.
To hear
I'm
me?
I'm going to open up their line. I'm not hearing you, Naima.
Okay.
But I do want to hear from our caller. Let me see. 718-749. Welcome to the Female Solution.
Yes, Brother Kareem, that was me, William Kareem.
Yes, sir. All right. If you would press one, that'll take you out of the queue. Want to move forward? Air code 267.
Okay. Martha Nyla, are you able to?
258.
Yeah,
I hear.
I hear. I heard
yes,
William.
Your. Walaikum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah. This is Rahima from Philadelphia, and I'm really enjoying this program. It's just, you know, a lot of times people were afraid to have these conversations, but I think it's so important for us to be honest with ourselves first and foremost. When you talk that with the conversation, the title, and or the conversation we're having, I think it's just so important to be in love with Allah. With Almighty God first and foremost, that's where the true infinite love starts. And that's where the joy of life takes place. Learning to love is truly learning to love God and to love what he's brought and the feelings that he has placed in our hearts, first starting with our parents and our family, and learning how to love from there. And then when you look at outside of that relationship of your marriage, there is love, but it's not the intimate love. And if the people are not happy, where they are, they need to have a really serious conversation first with God and then have a conversation with the people that they're with. Because that's really just living a lie. And so it's important, I believe, that that needs to take place. And soulful love without lust. You can have a love outside of your relationship, outside of your marriage, that's real because you can feel the love in your heart for that person. But it's not a lustful love, and it shouldn't be a lustful love. Because, in fact, I think looking at brothers, and I'm going to look at the brothers first, that's why they go into polygamy or they marry more another wife, is because they have found something in that other woman. And so, but he shouldn't do it if he's at the point of his first marriage dissatisfied to the point where I'm going to get another wife because I'm dissatisfied with this one. No, you need to clean that up first. You understand what I'm saying? And this is making sense, I hope. And then with sisters, sometimes it happens with sisters too, but you can't go out and get no other husband or other relationship, and you shouldn't. Because there are such things as fornication and adultery. So that's what God says, stay away from. Stay far, far away from it because it causes other situations and other problems. And that's why babies come out of those type of relationships and everybody's all messed up, you know. So I will hope that as we look at this topic, because even my husband, sometimes he'll see a brother that knows me and he looks at me a certain kind of way and my husband will say, he said, that brother really loves you, you know. But the brother's not loving me from a lust point of view. He's loving me because of who Allah has created me to be in a community that's full of people who are surrounding each other for years and years and years of experiencing each other's love and appreciation. So this conversation is so good because it's not about it's about being confident and knowing that Allah, he hears, like Martha was saying, he hears and knows all things. So he knows your inner feelings for that person. So you need to have a conversation with God first to stay safe. Have a conversation with God first and then go to that person that you're with in intimacy and have a conversation with them and not feel as though there's a secret that needs to be tucked under the rug, but be honest with yourself first and then be honest with the anyone that you're involved with. Thank you, Ma'am
Kareem. Yes, thank you, Rahima. Praise be to Almighty God.
And now, are you able to
your
hear me now?
Your statements have led us to, you know, being
I'm
God
conscious. Let him. I'm
I don't mean just be conscious
hear me.
Of God.
So I'll need you.
God conscious.
Contact him some kind
you
of
have
way
a
so,
conscience.
We can hear him. And so he
and
can,
that
I can
conscious is that you fear the repercussions of what you may do, you know?
Right, that's right.
Even though no one sees you, you have a trepidation inside of you. You know that God sees me and I have a conscience. Not just, a lot of people are conscious of God. Oh, yes, there is a God. Yeah, I admit that. But live lives, as if they do not have a conscience. They.
Kareem, I apologize for interrupting you. I can hear you on Naima's line, but she can't get you can't hear her. So I'm trying. I open my mic so you could hear her as well. I hope it doesn't cause any confusion. I apologize. Okay, Naima.
Okay. So, are you able to hear me now?
Naima, can you hear? Naima,
yes.
I have you in the green room with Kareem. Kareem, can you hear us? Kareem? Okay, he can't hear us.
Okay. Well, open the, just open his mic to the and maybe he'll be able to hear. All right. So are we able to hear now?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine, and so does everybody else. Okay. We're just trying to get him to be able to hear me.
Okay.
Because when I called him from my studio phone, he couldn't hear me.
Okay, right. Okay, let me dial. Well, if I dial him, it'll pick off from his number. Okay,
I'm
going to open
my mic, but he's not looking at his phone. So
I'm going to open my mic. Hopefully, it won't reverberate. All right, hold on. Okay, Naima.
Yes.
Kareem.
And 779-801. We're coming to you next.
No, I'm not hearing Kareem. Let me see why not. I'm going to merge the mics now.
Willy nilly.
Okay, now we.
A large riot. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Praise be to God.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yes,
all right,
ma'am,
so I'm going to open up a mic on our line, 773-801, Grand Rising. Thank you so much for joining us today. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience. I believe this is our sister, Maika, and give us your thoughts about today's topic.
Excuse me, one quick question, one quick thing. Kareem, my mic is open because Naima's coming through my mic, so just in case you see my mic red on the screen. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
So if your call drops, Sister Martha, if your call drops, make sure you call right back in because you're the connection today.
Got it.
That's right. You're the vital link.
Yes. So 779-801, go right ahead with your comments.
Grand Rising, this is Maika. And this is an interesting topic. My thoughts on it as I've listened and as I pose the question to my mind is that one of the things that happens in this fake society that we live in, and we have to acknowledge that it is a fake society, is that it creates a sense of exclusivity from a religious point of view and from a capitalistic point of view. And as a result, we do get into that whole area of ownership of people. And from a woman's perspective, there's a thing called territorialism. Women become territorial in relationship to their husbands and their mates and their relationships. And even just, you know, it's like, you know, this is mine and you can't have no part of it, and shouldn't be, you know. It's and that's based on a level of insecurity that I find in most women. And most women that I find do not work on developing their self-worth and their self-esteem so that insecurity is not playing a part in every decision or everything, you know, every discussion that they're having or any experience that they're going through. So that causes a conflict because now I hear men saying, I don't tell her because I don't want to hurt her feelings. I used to tell men, hurt my feelings. Tell me the truth. Just tell me the truth. But hurt my feelings. I'll get over these hurt feelings. I know how to get over these hurt feelings. In other words, rile up my comfort zone. My comfort zone doesn't necessarily need to stay at this comfort level. Maybe I need to be at another level. I think challenges help us to grow. And life is about challenges and life is about change. Like I could be in a relationship with, say, somebody, and I might find that the qualities that I experience in relationship to this person I enjoy, but there are other qualities that I need from a man or a relationship. And so then I may look for those in somebody else and want to explore those qualities. Like somebody might intellectually stimulate me. Somebody might, I might experience somebody who is kind and loving and nurturing, and I enjoy that. Now, that doesn't mean that I should have sex with both of these people. That just means that I can explore these energies, this experience. But what happens in this society is the bottom line in capitalism is sex. I mean, is money. And in relationships, it becomes sex. And I think that becomes the problem, that that's your bottom line. Move that as your bottom line. All relationships should not end in sex, just like or money. It should be the fulfillment and need fulfillment that comes from the relationship. Like, I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with a man who couldn't, say, I wouldn't want to be married to a man who couldn't respond to the needs of other women. So that if a man, I'm married to a husband, and he, if I say, baby, I need a fur coat, he'd give me the money for the fur coat. But if a woman, another woman shows up who he's not married to, and she asks him to assist her to buy some baby food, he can't buy baby food for her because he's not her husband. And I might have a problem with him buying baby food for her. You know, I see this all the time going on in relationships. Well, there's something wrong with that. And that's basically because of the insecurities that women like to hold on to. Women need to be proactive in overcoming their insecurities and their emotionalism. I was recently introduced to a therapy by Source God called Dirt Therapy. It's called Dirt Therapy, where I become the dirt, literally become the dirt. Dirt don't care about what you think. Dirt don't have no opinions about anything. Dirt is dirt. Walk on me. It's a level of humbling yourself so that you don't put your emotions, your thoughts, your opinions, your attitudes and dispositions in anything that's going on around. You're just observing. You're just an observer. You just become an observer of life going on around you. And I introduced this to a friend of mine, and she did it. And she said, girl, I did what you said. I did the dirt therapy, and I felt so good afterwards. And I said, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Because she could see herself just serving some people and then not getting caught up in what their situation was, why it was, and what have you. And it's like, if I admonish everybody, just try it. The level of humbling yourself so that you can't be humiliated, you can't be offended, you can't be embarrassed. None of that comes out of you in relationship to what's going on around you. It's a level of development of the self at a higher level. So my thoughts on this is that it depends on the situation. There's nothing that you can, you know, across the board, this is how it's supposed to be. But when we improve ourselves, when we challenge ourselves to grow, and out of these relationships, because nature is always change. Change is the constant reality regardless of what's going on. And you can't ignore change. If you ignore change in your life, then you're going to court things like diseases and mental and emotional diseases and sometimes physical diseases because you're denying what's really going on in yourself and your experiences. So truthfulness is the key. Always be truthful about, first to yourself, what's going on in me? What am I experiencing? And then you want to have someone in your life who you can express truthfully what you're going through. It doesn't mean that you're going to act on what you're feeling, but this is how I feel. And then you don't feel locked up inside because we have to express ourselves. It's so important to be able to express ourselves. I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Maika. That was quite powerful. And what you're talking about is really a higher consciousness of love than what we have. And it's that universal love, that oneness, that we must evolve to, which transcends ideas of ownership. We're going to take a very short break, and when we come back, I want to share with you a message from the Arcturian Group regarding our evolution to a higher consciousness of love that would allow us to comprehend what Maika just said, which is that your feelings shouldn't be hurt because someone else loves someone. And this is going beyond what we have been taught to understand. Our Monday host Zelda says, wow, respond to the needs of women. We can always count on Sister Maika to break it down and bring it on home. Thanks for sharing, Maika. That was from Zelda. And we're going to take a very short break, and we'll be right back. And I'm going to read you a message from the Arcturians, and then I want your responses to that, because they're giving us a message that takes us a little higher, and we'll see if we're ready to go there. So we'll be right back after this quick break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. So stay with us. And Martha, I'll mute your mic so you all can play your PSAs. And we'll be right back after this quick message.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Now, CCWSD volunteers in the Himalayan Eye Endeavor
and contribute
are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. Are you able to hear us now?
Yeah,
all right,
you're
can you
loud
hear me
and
now?
Clear.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, you're loud and clear.
Well, thank you, and thank you so much, Sister Martha Nyla. We appreciate you so very, very much. The topic we've been addressing is punishing infidelity. Can you really control emotional attraction to another? Well, we know what we have been taught and what our culture has expressed. Now I want to bring you a message from another culture in which people are assisting us in seeing life from a higher perspective. The Arcturians are those who have been sending us information that can assist the family of Earth to evolve to that level of love that is unconditional. And they have said that when our society is polyamorous, meaning you may, in fact, love more than one person and it be acceptable, that will be a higher state of being. And they have said that always remember that you are not physical bodies with a consciousness. Rather, you are a consciousness with a material body that you yourself chose for this particular lifetime. So I'm going to read an address that they've shared with us and then get your comments on that and how it would impact us if we were able to evolve to that level of allowing people to love, just like our sister Maika just mentioned, that higher level of love. So they said, we are the Arcturian group, a collective of ascended Arcturian beings from the eighth dimension, here to exist Gaia, planet Earth, and her people during these times of ascending consciousness. Know that these messages, as well as others that may resonate with you, are in reality your own state of consciousness manifesting as the particular message. If this were not true, you would not be drawn to or be able to understand them. You who are spiritually prepared to expand beyond the illusion and integrate truth are the forefront of the ascension process. You chose to be on Earth during these times of intense energetic chaos and change in order to complete your own third-dimensional spiritual journey and become the first wave of ascension and example for those following. You are preparing the way for those of the second wave, the individuals spiritually ready to awaken, but who until now have resisted doing so. Know that the light of so many now awakening out of three-dimensional sleep state is shifting and dissolving the old paradigm, even when things appear to be getting worse. Try not to give up hope, but rather stand back as an observer, for you are soon going to see much that will restore the hope you may have lost. You serve as living, breathing examples of unconditional love for those around you when you realize and begin to live out from a consciousness that knows unconditional love is the only reality and that anything else simply represents conditioned beliefs about love, such as its absence, concepts about, or its reality. Unconditional love can only ever be all there is because there is only one, one substance, one life, one reality, one law. Love is the energetic glue connecting everything within this infinite one. And those who ignorantly continue to believe in and live out from a consciousness of separation and duality create for themselves the illusory forms of these beliefs. You can ignore but never change the reality of oneness by judging from outer appearances as proof of its non-existence. Continuing to hold to third-dimensional belief systems after outgrowing it only delays a person's spiritual evolution, because oneness is the foundation of all reality and must be acknowledged at some point. For some, it may be in a future life. For you, it is now. There are some who present a very religious face to the public, preaching ideas of love, but who do not practice them when confronted with experiences of, or opportunities that may result in personal inconvenience or lifestyle discomfort. Unconditional love cannot continue being flowery words, spoken or written, but must become an attained state of consciousness. Because love, oneness, is the only reality, all false concepts about love must be allowed to fade away and be replaced by deeper realization of what love really is. The third dimensional belief system has created and promoted hundreds of concepts of love, the grandest of them being romantic love. Romantic love is based in the belief that everyone is half of a couple. This concept would be true if humans were simply physical, but they are not and never have been. Although appearing to be just physical, the reality is that everyone is a whole and complete expression of divine consciousness, having the experience of being in physical form. Many, even the very evolved, are reluctant to move past their favorite three-dimensional concepts of love, but as long as an individual continues to seek wholeness, happiness, and fulfillment from another, they remain just that, half of a couple. This does not mean that spiritually awakened individuals will or can never have happy and fulfilling relationships. It simply means that their relationships will unfold in new and higher ways without the seeking, yearning, and intense game playing that constitutes most three-dimensional relationships. When a person attains a consciousness of being whole and complete, the mind interprets this outwardly in forms that represent wholeness and completeness for the individual. A surgeon may get new ideas for surgery. The mechanic may get new ideas for fixing something. And the right life partner may show up, or the opportunity to live alone, whatever represents fulfillment for the individual. Those of you hoping for right partnership must accept, live, be, and integrate the truth that completeness and fulfillment already fully exists within. Consciousness brings to mind, I am one with and can never be separate from my perfect partner, divine consciousness. Once again, we remind you that you are creators. Attachment to another, even when there is no energetic alignment, has to do with many things. Two people may have had happy relationships in other lifetimes as partners, siblings, or friends, and are drawn to do it again. That is why some are drawn to the same gender relationships. Frequently, and especially in these times of closure for many, two people will come together in order to complete some unfinished lesson or experience from an earlier lifetime. For some, it is their opportunity to once and for all resolve some long-standing karmic situation in a loving way. Occasionally, two people come together in spite of intense dislike, because subconsciously they know that the higher frequencies of light pouring to earth at this time will enable them to clear and move beyond the negative past issues between them. Anyone who understands that higher truth is spiritually, anyone who understands higher truth is spiritually ready to let go of and move beyond concepts of love, promoting that family, friends, country, church, etc. must always be fully supported and accepted, whether right or wrong, because this is love. Love is unconditional realization of another's Christhood. Since in reality there is no time, you can always acknowledge another's Christhood after the fact when you remember that you forgot to do it when with that person. This is how you practice living, breathing, and being reality. Let go of concepts proclaiming that things need, should, or must be a certain way in order to be correct. Most of the world's shoulds and shouldn'ts have been carried in collective consciousness from earlier times when they may have actually made sense for personal safety. Others are more than rules and regulations given by third-dimensional thinkers, governments, and religious leaders, often to promote their own agendas. You are ready to come out from under the bondage of three-dimensional thinking because you have evolved beyond the need for someone to tell you what is right and what is wrong. You already know what is right and wrong. Allow yourself to be who and what you are. If family or friends think you have become weird, simply laugh, bless them, and move on. Does God need outer validation? Where could it come from, since God is all there is? So this is a message from the Arcturian group that is identifying love as unconditional, not possession, not exclusive, not something to be judged as wrong when it expands to include others. And what we are told is that we are not the bodies we're in. We are consciousness temporarily inside a body. And so with that concept of who we are, if we have a loving relationship, which is unconditional, that means there are no conditions to love, meaning that there is no exclusivity to love. That means there is no judgment. And therefore, when you look at hurting someone's feelings because you love someone else, then what they are saying is that I am not going to allow you to love unconditionally. And that is not love coming from them, but a desire to possess, which is not love. So how do we then, in these last few minutes, I know there's probably some more callers that want to speak on this, but how do we then evolve in our thinking if we have, in terms of the knowledge we've been exposed to, our religious teachings, have made guilt and shame the standards by which we gauge someone's behavior, when in fact that really is not reflecting of the higher state of love, which is divine love, which is unconditional. So what are your thoughts on that? What you heard? And if you have any other comments that are on your switchboard, open the mics and let's hear their thoughts.
Yeah. 706-627. Welcome to the Female Solution.
Yes, I said that. Alaykum, may Allah, peace and blessings be on all of us in the cube and out of the cube. And most of all, on this topic, we thank Allah so much for sending us a message to go back to basics and look at what we have experienced in our reality. Now, whoever the group you were speaking of, alhamdulillah for the message that they delivered. But we have to remember, since we are at the basics, we are where they forgot. And we're having an opportunity to establish the model creation of intellect, or what we would call human, whatever relation they can relate to the creation. What we're experiencing now is an opportunity where Allah is showing us how we can dominate all of the world, because the world is going to talk to us. And Allah said, I am the creator of all systems of knowledge. So if this knowledge comes from us, regardless of who it is, we are trying to make sure it does not enslave us, because also Shaitan is out there using creation for against us for his sake. So now, love, we are experiencing our basic relationship here on earth is that we know that a woman, since we're talking about the female solution, Allah has told us in every world that exists, if he's given them what he has blessed us with, and that is a helpmate, to remember that he's God, that he's the creator, that this reality that we are experiencing only comes from him, though we're going to be tested with it, because one of the creations who had the same free will has challenged our creation and our love for him. There's no greater love than the love for God. That's why when whatever anybody believe in our reality here on earth, if they treat each other the way that they love what they believe in, and they base the relationship on that love, even if it's a love for a tree, if they follow that guidance, it will help them evolve to where they'll see where that love came from in its basic seed, like the seed that comes out of a man that goes into a woman. And by Allah's mission, it is germinated to procreate love. Something else, another opportunity to love and show us what love is by loving Allah, the creator of everything. We have then, when the schemes of Shaitan come into the play, when we see the schemes of the of Shaitan come into play like he did when he approached Adam, we see again that the female has a choice. Since she had come from out of, using that terminology, of Adam, she is very close to him. She is dear to his heart. So the advice that she gives or asks or questions that she gives him or the answers that she gives him is very important to how well he develops his relationship and responsibility to Allah, the creator who has made him caliph. And
well, we only got a couple of minutes left, and I know Brother Kareem, you may want to wrap up the statement.
That's fine.
But we thank you so much.
That's fine.
And,
yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
We appreciate your point of view. And Brother Kareem,
yes,
are there any other callers that you want to give a moment to before you wrap up?
I see no one at this time, Naima.
Okay. Baba Kwame, you got a moment for a response to what we heard from the Arcturians in terms of love being unconditional. What are your thoughts? Baba Kwame, check your mute. He may have stepped away.
You know, when we use the term, when we use the term unconditional, that sounds very inviting. That sounds very inviting. But unconditional means where there are no borders. Where there are no borders. Just unbridled, crazy, unbridled environment. Where there is no order and no borders. Almighty God is the creator. He is the creator. And him being the creator, to him is the command. To him is the command. And he has ordered our lives to benefit us. We should not want this life is too much for us on our own. We implore and we seek Almighty God's guidance so that we stay in our human form. And that unconditional, unbridled behavior, that is anarchy. There are no limits. You can you know, there are people that practice is bestiality. They love their animals that much. They practice bestiality on them. God,
I know that
your
society is about to cut off in a moment. So
yes, I'm going to have to go.
But we do thank
wonderful
you.
Conversation, my friend.
Okay. It's been enlightening, and the Arcturian group. They are coming from a society where there is no violence, no disorder, no disease, no hatred or killing of any kind. So they are seeking to share their higher knowledge and wisdom with us so that we may evolve to where they are, because that is our destiny. But that means we must recognize some of our beliefs don't fit the higher consciousness of the
mind. I must leave the air to get out of the way for the next upcoming broadcast.
So we will be back next week.
Incorporated to for sale. Thank you, Naima. Crazy.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Abdul.
Thank you for using
all of those
Blog Talk
who have
Radio.
Joined
Goodbye.
Us today. We appreciate you so very much for your participation in this conversation. As we continue to strive to repair that which has been broken in our human family, repair and restore our relationships, and to help our relationships evolve to that level of unconditional love where there is nothing broken between people and there is no anger and there is no sense of hurt because we understand that we are consciousness. We are divine consciousness inside a temporary physical vessel through which we may express emotions. But this is not who we are. And our intimate expressions do not define us, nor are they to be condemned when they are expressions of the higher form of love, which is from the soul. But can we understand it? And can we live by it in such a way that creates a society where the practice and the purpose and the expression is oneness? We'll keep teaching. Thank you for joining us today, and we will see you tomorrow as we join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.